Future of Work, Florida.
Welcome to the Future of Work, Florida podcast, brought to you by the Florida Chamber of Commerce and Florida Chamber Foundation. This podcast series is dedicated to connecting Florida's business leaders with the solutions and resources available to secure Florida's workforce talent. Today, we have the pleasure of welcoming Senior Chancellor Henry Mack of the Florida Department of Education to provide thought leadership on Florida's talent war, reimagining traditional career pathways, and the resources available in partnership with the Florida Department of Education to help build a more qualified talent pool for Florida. Thank you for joining us today, Chancellor Mack, for this very important conversation for the future of Florida's workforce. And as you know, the Florida Chamber Foundation is on a mission to unite Florida's businesses with the resources in our community to secure Florida's talent. One of the most invaluable resources we have is our education partners. So let's start with, what are your general thoughts on the talent crisis in Florida and why employers are struggling to find qualified talent?
Sure. The talent crisis itself is a real one, and it is one that we must address immediately. If we know that economic diversification is a necessary condition for becoming the 10th largest economy by 2030, we know we need to hone in on our workforce and diversify the talent pipeline. Why it is the way it is because of how open Florida is. It's open for business. We're free and we're rocking on all cylinders, thanks to the governor. And so we're both burdened and blessed with a thriving economy, but yet on the other hand, that presents challenges by way of having the necessary talent. And so that's, I think, maybe my answer as to why there is a crisis. It's the economic policies of the governor, which are all great, that are creating the conditions for economic prosperity that are causing so many businesses to come to Florida and open up, that we now have the awesome responsibility of meeting businesses' needs by finding the talent of the future.
Absolutely. And what role would you say post-secondary, technical, and adult education plays in securing Florida's economy and workforce?
Sure. So a post-secondary credential, degree, or certificate or certification is necessary for the future of work and for businesses moving forward. We know that on average, every student who has a post-secondary credential is set for economic self-sufficiency and prosperity. In other words, if you don't have a post-secondary credential, you are less likely to earn what otherwise would be earned were you to have a degree or an associate's or some kind of post-secondary certificate. We know, in other words, that that certification or that certificate still has value in the market. And the education system has been pivoting to ensure that our education programs are focused on the skills that industry needs. So it is a way to verify a person's capability or skill set to meet that particular industry's needs. I'll say this too, public post-secondary education and the educational policies of the governor and the legislature have made higher education accessible, right? Tuition is capped here in Florida, and we've removed all barriers for anybody to come to a Florida college system institution or a technical college or a state university, or a registered apprenticeship program, enter it without any debt and leave it without any debt. And in many cases, individuals can earn while they learn. In short, we know that a post-secondary credential is necessary for accelerating your time to economic well-being and prosperity.
So let's stay there and talk about career pathways. For so long, the four-year degree has been promoted as the desired platform for launching a successful career. And as we know, there are multiple career pathways that can be taken, including obtaining skilled trades, many of which are in-demand, high-wage careers. What advice would you give to up-and-coming talent about choosing a path to entering the workforce and existing talent looking to re-enter or make a career change?
The message really to the talent entering the workforce, that is to say, perhaps graduating high school students, is not to believe that a university pathway is the only way to live a happy and productive and profitable life. In fact, we have the data now in Florida to see over the long term students earning shorter-term certificates, or AS degrees, are earning just as much, if not more than, those students with baccalaureate degrees graduating from our universities. And that is not in any way to disparage a university degree. I think the idea is that we want to encourage lifelong learning, and when the time is right, everyone should go pursue a baccalaureate degree. It's a great thing. But two, I think the point now that we're seeing is that short-term certifications, associate in science degree programs, or certificate programs at our 48 technical colleges can be great immediate avenues to get you on your path to success. And I think the story is what we've been trying to tell since really the pandemic, is that these avenues are open, they're available, and they're exciting. And no longer is career and technical education something that should be thought of as lesser than. It's not just shop class anymore. We're talking things like artificial intelligence and mechatronics and engineering technology, healthcare, IT, robotics. I mean, you name it. And these courses and these curricula are starting as early as the sixth grade now, which is a phenomenal testament, again, to the leadership of Commissioner Corcoran and our superintendents across the state of Florida, recognizing that career and technical and workforce education can be done early. And when it's done early, we witness higher success rates. And we check the box in terms of meeting our workforce and economic needs.
So the Florida Department of Education and the education community are ramping up efforts to partner with the business community on training and curriculums to help build a more qualified talent pool for Florida. In this podcast, you have the ears of Florida's business leaders and hiring managers. Why are these partnerships so important for creating this better talent pool?
Sure. The partnerships between business or economic development and education is an essential one, principally because of the point prior that an educated workforce is necessary for a thriving economy. But we can't educate our workforce if we don't have business at the table telling us what they need. So we are in a position, all of our public school districts and state colleges are in a position to reverse engineer curriculum to meet businesses' needs. That is to say, it is our bread and butter to provide not only the talent, but to engineer the curriculum in a way that can meet your immediate and future needs. And we have monies and funding available to do this, right? The other awesome thing that the Department of Education is working on with businesses is providing an immediate solution to the talent crisis. That is to say, we have an adult population of about 3 million who can barely read or write or don't have a high school diploma. That is an immediate solution to many of our workforce challenges. If we can target them, engage them in a high school education or its equivalency, and co-enroll them in a workforce program simultaneously, we can get them employed in as little as 20 weeks. And if that were true, we would certainly then bridge the divide between the number of people looking for jobs and jobs looking for people.
100%. Let's now get into some specific programs that the Florida Department of Education has in place to equip Florida's current and future talent with in-demand skill sets needed for career success in their regions, such as the Get There campaign. Tell us a little bit about Get There.
Sure. The Get There campaign was a campaign that was launched by the governor in the fall of 2020 to re-energize and to reimagine the idea around career and technical education. At the time that Florida was sort of meeting or trying to understand the impact of the pandemic on our economy, we know that certain sectors of the Florida economy were disrupted and were more susceptible to disruption more than others. And we knew we had a large pool of residents needing to reskill or upskill. For example, many in the hospitality industry found themselves without employment, and they needed to pivot into an industry sector that was less susceptible to such a pandemic or a market change in the economy. And the Get There campaign was an attempt to immediately reskill and upskill. Since then, we've broadened it. We've broadened it to the statewide, as a statewide campaign, to again, sell the story of a career in technical education, not just to high school students or these adults needing to reskill, but also the adult students who have low literacy or low numeracy skills and need to think about the possibility of returning for their high school equivalency and become employed. The other aspect of the Get There campaign, in addition to sort of selling the story and reimagining what it means to enroll in a career in technical education, it also has a focus on industry engagement. That is to say, to sell the story to businesses and industry and let them know that districts and colleges have these programs available to meet their needs. And this is done in partnership with CareerSource, Department of Economic Opportunity, certainly the Chamber, and in partnership with all of our school districts and state colleges. The other aspect of the Get There campaign, a related campaign, is the Apprentice Florida campaign, another outreach and recruitment opportunity, both for apprentices or wanting to be apprentices or people who are interested in becoming apprentice, or businesses looking to become a sponsor for a registered apprenticeship program. So it has two audiences, one of the business community, the other, on the other hand, potential employees who want to earn and learn. An apprenticeship is a great model to do that.
So in closing, Chancellor, what would you say are the most important elements in making partnerships with the business community successful so that we can truly tackle this talent crisis head on as a united front?
Maybe three important elements in order to make the partnerships between business and education successful. One is to have open lines of communication. Phone works both ways. So it's just as important for education institutions to contact their local chambers or their local economic development agencies or the businesses themselves, as much as it is just as important for the businesses to reach out to the education institutions or the school districts and tell them what they need. The second thing is understanding the funding and resources that is available. There is, again, no obstacle, no barrier. Thanks to the economic policies of the governor and the legislature, they have removed all barriers to scaling training. So there is immediate money that businesses and education institutions can draw down on if they're at the table, right? And the third thing, I think, is to share in the mission of well-being for every resident. We want to lift up all lives across the state of Florida, and that can't happen if we don't have the good in view. While we talk a lot about economic aims, those are utilitarian at the end of the day. The governor is very focused on the well-being of the person and what a job can do to dignify the individual and the community around him or her. The aspect of the person matters too in this whole equation. And so having that, I think, maybe at the forefront also matters in terms of a successful relationship between the two sectors.
Thank you for joining us for today's Future of Work Florida podcast. To find out more about the resources discussed in today's segment, we invite you to visit our website at flchamber.com/Future of Work Florida. Together, we can champion the future of work and create America's best workforce right here in Florida. Be sure to subscribe for future content.